joining us. This is Fit Body, Fab Life, the Successful Woman's Guide to Permanent Weight Loss. I'm Lisa G, your host. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fit Body, Fab Life. We're so excited here for the Successful Woman's Guide to Permanent Weight Loss that we have an amazing expert we're bringing to you today, Valerie Goldstein.
Hi, everybody. So glad to be here. Thank you so much for asking me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Valerie, and then we'll jump into the questions. Valerie is the author of The Stubborn Fat Fix, The Essential Guide to High Fiber, Low Carbohydrate, Whole Food Diets, and she's worked for 20 years as a registered dietitian alongside Dr. Atkins. So why don't we get into the beefy stuff here? Can you tell our audience at Fit Body Fab Life, how can we eat like higher calorie foods and still lose weight?
I think the main point to just keep in mind is it's not about deprivation and it's not about lowering calories. You want to fuel your body with the right types of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and when you feed yourself nutrients, you will not be hungry. And you will eat the right foods, and you will get to your goals without having to feel deprived.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And what foods should we be eating to fuel weight loss?
Right. Okay, so you want to eat protein and fats and healthy types of carbohydrates, mainly coming from dark green leafy vegetables, salads, or even like, you know, you could saute it in oil and garlic, any types of, you know, there's a lot of different foods aside from vegetables that have fiber and different nutrients like avocados or olives and nuts and seeds. So when you think about nourishing yourself, you shouldn't be afraid of fat. You should embrace it.
Good. I love it. And then how do people know what kind of diet works for them for weight loss?
Right. So one of the things that I talk about in my book, The Stubborn Fat Fix, and I try to write about in my blog, Valerie's Voice for the Health of It, is that you really, your body communicates with you, and you are the best person to tell yourself what food you should eat. So right. You need to pay attention to what makes you hungry. So a lot of times what I might do with my clients is I'd say, okay, let's do a test. You're eating oatmeal for breakfast, so eat your oatmeal for breakfast, and then just see how long it takes before you get hungry before lunch or by lunch. Then you take a different type of breakfast, like let's just say you were to do like an egg omelet, 2 or 3 egg omelet, and then see how long it takes you to get hungry after you eat that breakfast. So, you know, it's not about people looking to find the answer from an expert to say you should be eating low fat or you should be a vegetarian or you should be, you know, eating high fat diet. I would say from my experience of the past, I won't tell you how long, 40 years, that, you know, it's really the person has to find the foods that are going to work for them using a good solid base. Now, if you're going to use low-fat foods, a lot of those foods are very high in calories without being high in the nutrients that are going to keep you satisfied and not hungry.
Right.
Shredded coconut. How many people really use unsweetened shredded coconut? I don't know that many. How many people have like a half of an avocado a day? But we all love guacamole.
Right.
So we need to start, you know, looking for those foods that are going to be nourishing and start staying away from commercially processed foods that are, you know, marketed to be like 100 calorie snack packs, because that'll leave you hungry.
Right.
Next hour or so. And especially, Lisa, you have to know, like if you're working out, you need to fuel yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? You need the nourishment. You need the nutrients. So, you know, think more about what's going to fill you and what's going to satisfy you. A lot of times when people are trying to lose weight, they're saying, oh, I can't eat this. I'm not going to have breakfast or I won't have the snack. And it's really like you got to get an attitude adjustment. You know, you've got to eat. You've got to fuel.
I love it. Well, I really like the part where you want people to unprocess their diet and eat foods that are actually nutrient dense and listen to their body. So after a certain amount of hours, like, are you still hungry with the oatmeal or the eggs? I think those are great tips. And I want everyone in our audience here at Fit Body Fab Life to get off the diet bandwagon and just how to be more intuitive with their eating and learn what works for their body. So I want you to share with us for permanent weight loss, like, what tips and hacks do you have with all of your experience in the low-carb lifestyle, for example?
Right. Okay. So some of my favorite, like, let's say snacks or even breakfast foods, celery sticks with peanut butter. You can stuff avocado or just, there's a great, like, sliced cucumber salad with avocado. It's really delicious. A lot of times I eat it for breakfast. And if you ever say, oh, this is a breakfast food, you can have steak in the morning if you want. Just, you can eat, there should never be like this category of, oh, that's a breakfast food, I'm going to have that at breakfast, or that's a snack. You know, you can use it interchangeably. I love what I call, you can use any type of cold cut cigars, where you can slice in avocado or chop up tomato and just roll them up and eat them. It's delicious. And my new favorite is like this mock sushi thing, where I get the, and believe me, some of this, like cold cuts, we know is a little bit processed, you know, but we also have to be practical. So, you know, when you're a mom and you're really busy, you don't have time to cook all the time and you have sliced cold cuts. It's better than a commercially prepared muffin. So Annie Chun's has the little those little seaweed snacks, and I take the seaweed snacks and I put some mayonnaise and I roll up roast beef in there. I can't stop eating it. It's addicting.
Wow, I love all those tips. I mean, maybe for some people in our audience, and we want to help you out with understanding a little bit better why for weight loss, just not being on a diet, but permanently eating a lower carb and lower processed food diet. So in other words, you can eat the good carbs, like vegetables. But why is that lifestyle going to help them ultimately be able to permanently lose weight and not go on the yo-yo up and down diet roller coaster that we want to get everybody off of?
Right. Okay. So you'll hear a lot of my stats. A lot of my snacks are without any bread or crackers or anything like that. So when I was writing my book and I was actually doing the nutrient analysis, I have a very low carb, like ketogenic diet section, and then we add in carbs for people who just want a little more variety, but also there are certain situations, like if you have a thyroid, you might not want to go that low in carbs. It's not as healthy. If you have a metabolic issue, like many people do, where your insulin levels are high, you certainly don't want to eat more carbs, because the minute you eat more carbs, for somebody who has an insulin problem, if you eat one slice of that bread, your body actually uses it as if it were like three slices of bread. So it's not smart to do that if that's the way your body's going to process it. So if you take away the carbs. So like as I was saying, in my book, as I started to go through the nutrition plans of the different stages of adding back the carbs, as I started adding in the carbs, the nutrient density became less. So I thought, why not just stay here and get more bang for my buck, or more nutrients for my calories without using bread, potatoes. I mean, rice is like the perfect example, okay? If you go into a restaurant, they're going to give you like a scoop of rice, which is about a cup, which is really three servings of bread or three servings of starch. So, you know, if you're only having one serving, it's a third to a half of a cup, which is approximately 200 calories. Now, if you want to go back to the calorie theory, how do you reduce those 200 calories? Well, if you replace that rice with a lettuce roll-up or a seaweed roll-up, which is maybe 10 calories, you've reduced your calories almost, 10%. I mean, not 10%, like 90%. So, any way you want to look at, any way you slice and dice the information, you're always going to be, it's always going to be a healthier choice to use a dark green leafy vegetable in replace of a white process, even if it's whole wheat, because whole wheat we know isn't really healthy at all, and it could be contributing to a lot of our GI issues. You know, wheat is not the same wheat as it was many, many years ago. People don't realize if they're drinking soda, they're drinking high fructose corn syrup, which wasn't in a soda so many years ago either. It was real sugar. So after so many years of eating all these processed foods that we had no idea what ingredients were in our foods, we have this ripple effect now. And I think that's what is causing weight gain or the inability to lose, whether it's, you know, it may or may not be calories in, calories out. It could absolutely be caused by just your gut. It's not working right. You're not digesting properly. You know, there's so many different reasons. And I feel for people who are just banging their head against the wall saying, I'm exercising. I'm eating what I feel is healthy. I'm eating my low-fat yogurt. I'm eating my low, you know, I'm eating granola. Why am I not losing all this weight? And it's because unless you figure out and pay attention to your body and what it's saying to you, the signs that it's telling you, it can't pull on your hair and say, hey, this is what's wrong with me. But if you have less energy, if you are just not losing weight, if you're feeling bloated, I mean, anything, if you're just not feeling 100% on, you have to understand that there could be something. What is driving that? You know, you ask yourself, what is driving? And if you don't know, find an expert. They'd be happy to help you. But there's plenty of people out there who, you know, who know how to maybe interpret some of those situations. And if you find somebody that you think is helping and in the end isn't helping, just keep looking. We are out here, ready to help.
So it could be like the hormonally challenged, it could be a hormone issue, it could be a gut issue. Like, you don't really know why. For some of us in our audience, you kind of feel like you're doing everything right and you still are not dropping weight.
Right. It could be cortisol, your adrenal glands. It could be the thyroid. And a lot of times what makes things more complex in what I see is that many times, it's not just your adrenal glands. It's your adrenal and your thyroid. So you think you're fixing one thing and you're feeling a little better.
Right.
It's not there. Because guess what? There's still something else that hasn't been fixed. So, you know, I urge you all to pay attention to what's happening and not beat yourself up.
Right.
I mean, everybody does it. And I'm going to raise my hand. I'm guilty too. You know, when I start gaining 5 pounds, I'm thinking, what is going on? Maybe you just need to sleep a little bit more, let your body work. You know, it takes patience and it takes time. And I think one thing that we women do is that we try to do everything and we're so, you know, we criticize ourselves and we can't. We have to love all the positive things and appreciate everything we're doing for our families and take the time to figure out what's going on and understand that maybe it's just a matter of needing a little help and a little direction. And you know, once you get to the bottom of it, it really, everything just kind of domino effects. Everything kind of falls into place.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah. I just know that it's January and everybody's out here. We want you guys to not go on a diet. We want you to have permanent weight loss, make healthier food choices. And is there any advice that you can give people about getting off of diets that you want to share with us?
Yeah. So you know, try to build a meal, okay? Try to make it as balanced as possible. Knowing that, and I'm telling you all this, knowing that you've probably had too much vegetable oil, okay? Too much omega-6. You want to eat more omega-3s. And you want to balance all the carbs that you eat. So let's just talk about, we'll keep it at breakfast for right now. So let's say, you know, your typical breakfast might be cereal, and then you throw in some fruit and some milk, and all of that is one big bowl of carbohydrates. There really is no protein in that at all. So when I say to try to balance yourself, it's knowing that you've been eating like this for so long, it might be a good idea to do a ketogenic diet, to kind of cut back the carbs to, you know, less than 50 grams of carbs a day and focus in on the healthier fats that are going to help your skin, your hair, your nails. It's going to help your, the healthier fats are good for your metabolism. When you're eating healthy fats, like from an avocado, that's almost like a perfect food. It's got more fiber than any slice of bread. It's got B vitamins. I mean, there's nothing that's not in an avocado. So eat your healthier fats and build breakfast based on the foods that you weren't eating before. So protein, whether you're going to have eggs or whether you're going to do your little turkey cigar roll-ups or roast beef or whatever it is, or you want to have some bacon, you know, eat those types of foods and just pull back on the refined carbohydrates or the healthy carbs that are, let's say, like your low-fat or your non-fat yogurt. A lot of people can't do dairy, and if you're not sure what's going on and why you can't lose the weight, it's a better idea to be full. But plan foods that you really like. Don't try to say, oh, Valerie said broccoli was good for me, so now I'm going to put broccoli on my food. No, you have to like what you eat. If you don't like what you eat, you're not going to eat. So, you know, make your foods delicious and plan, start building with your protein and build greens around the protein. And I think that's a really good place to start. Be aware, read your labels. Make sure you know how many carbs you're getting in. That's also really, you're going to be shocked. I promise. When I went through it, I was shocked. When I first started working with Dr. Atkins, I couldn't believe it. And I said, I don't understand why the patients in his practice aren't dying. They're eating too much fat. I was a vegetarian. So I had to really go back. And I went through the aisles of the supermarket. And one of the things I looked at is those, you know, when you moms giving your babies their first food, I never gave my children banana. That's usually the first thing they tell you to add because it's a soft food. Avocado was their first food.
I love it.
They were fine with it. They loved it. You know, I was afraid that they would get addicted to the sweetness. So it went over very well. They still eat avocados to this day. And those Wyback crackers that we're giving to the babies had the trans fats in them. So I was shocked because I didn't think that they would put that in a baby product. So don't just read labels for yourself, read labels for your whole entire family. And if you talk to your kids and you talk to them, they will understand. So as a nutritionist, I walk down the aisles and they pick out these lunch meat things that have all the, and I'm just like, I just can't because I love you. And do you see this? What's in this label? This is high fructose corn syrup, trans fats. If you see that, don't ask me. And they, to this day, they will now look. Now, did they give me a hard time? Did they cry? Sometimes, yeah. But now they say, Mom, look at this. This has it. So what can we find that doesn't have it? And there are things. You know, look, you can get your ice cream with the 5-ingredient ice creams now. You can still get chocolate, like even, more expensive chocolates, obviously. But Lindt is pretty inexpensive. It's an inexpensive chocolate. And if you get like the 90% cocoa, which is very bitter, but you keep a handful of like almonds with you and just eat the almonds and the chocolate at the same time. For Valentine's Day, you can melt that chocolate and put on a strawberry. I mean, there's so many creative things you can do. There's just, you know, when I started with Dr. Atkins, there was almost nothing. And today, keto is so popular that they've come out with keto cookies and recipe books and, you know, all these things that if you think about it, you can eat lobster and butter and not worry about the fat. And it doesn't clog your arteries because the fat is being burned. Once you reduce carbohydrates, okay, your body burns on fat metabolism. You're not burning carbs anymore. You're burning the fat. So all the fats you're eating, you're just burning right up. And you're getting thinner, and you're feeling more energy, and all your troubles will disappear.
I love it.
Yeah, you become more healthy. So we do it here.
Why don't you explain for our audience at Fit Body Fab Life just in case they don't know what exactly a keto diet is and what exactly a paleo diet is, so they can get an idea what we're recommending for weight loss and what works for us.
So look, you know, a ketogenic is a more extreme diet in the sense that you can't have more than 50 grams of carbohydrates, because when you have 50 grams of carbohydrates or more, your body does start to burn sugar. It starts to burn carbohydrates more than it's burning fats. So that's kind of a rule of thumb with a ketogenic diet, where keeping those carbs below 50 grams. And what does that equal? So I'll tell you what that equals. That equals about, so if you get like a half of an avocado and you have some olives, 50 grams or less, you could even do like maybe an ounce of nuts, and then you would be doing 3 cups. So you'd measure out your cups, because people overdo the vegetables without realizing it too, because vegetables, the carbs add up in the vegetables very quickly. So 3 cups of like dark green leafies, and maybe a half a cup of like salad vegetables. So like tomato, they're a little bit higher in carbs, like tomato, broccoli, or whatever. But cucumbers, mushrooms, celery have almost like no carbs. So you could, those are almost like unlimited if you had to like, you know, carve out on something. And people, for people who are exercising, I always tell them, usually you know, Lisa, we want to tell people to eat protein after they work out, right?
Right.
So if you're doing like a protein shake, you could take like a greens drink and throw some greens into a protein shake. And protein shakes are good because then you don't really overeat. You know that it has exactly about 20 to 30 grams of protein, and then that's what you need to be done with it, instead of coming home and whooping down who knows what, you know. So that's where ketogenic diet is, and that is kind of like the rule of thumb for keto. And as far as paleo goes, you know, paleo tries to get you, you know, their philosophy, and there's a lot of different books on paleo. But in general, paleo is going to say, take out all the white stuff, take out all the processed stuff, and you can eat, you know, potato or long grain rice. I don't know where to find. You really have to go to a specialty store to find like an unprocessed rice. That's not easy. So you can still have these foods that you could find that are, you know, your tubers, maybe carrots and stuff like that. Carrots would be too starchy on a ketogenic diet. So with the paleo, you know, you can have berries and other things, which you can also do on a low carb, as long as you're kind of keeping that below 50. And I'll also say one more thing about the ketogenic diet, which is if you are exercising a lot, you may be able to do more than 50 grams of carbs and still be in ketosis. So you can get the keto sticks if you need the keto sticks. But there is a little bit of flexibility in that, depending, based on the person. If you're older and you're worried about hormones, maybe not. You're going to have to be really strict. And you may not lose on a paleo, because paleo will end up having too many carbs for you to lose on. Or if you're trying to do, it really is going to depend on the person and their activity level as far as the level of carbs that you might be doing. So, a lot of people could be very successful on a paleo. They may not have to go all the way down to a ketogenic diet. And it really is just finding what's going to work for you.
So you got to find what works for the individual person and not follow diets. Just work with your body and find out what works for you. And definitely cutting the carbs as far as all the white things out of your diet is just a general rule of
thumb. Well, they're all white, because cauliflower is white. I mean, there are certain healthy white foods.
But reds, pasta, potatoes, things like that.
Even, you know, it's funny, even like the veggie burgers that I'll admit I like to eat them, but even the veggie burgers, if you look, there's a lot of soy and corn, which is omega-6, and you're tipping the scales. You really want to try to get a nice omega-3, omega-6 balance.
Right.
All about balance.
Well, this is like awesome tips and hacks. I really appreciate, Valerie, your wealth of knowledge in nutrition and that you shared this with our audience. And I know you have a wonderful free gift from your book. Do you want to tell us about that?
Right. So you can get the book at Amazon. It's called The Stubborn Fat Fix. And what we're doing is we're giving you the first chapter for free. There's a few case studies in there, so you can maybe relate to, oh, gee, maybe this is me. But I highly recommend it. It's kind of like a guide. It's like having your own buddy next to you, because when I wrote it, I wanted to be practical. So there's shopping lists, and there's checkoff lists. I think it's chapter 5 that says, what are my signs? You know, like, do I have a metabolic disadvantage? Do I have a thyroid? So it goes through different symptoms that might be happening if you have each, and maybe you'll find that you have symptoms in 2 or 3 of those areas. So if you are having difficulty, I think it's a great resource to kind of help you, at least bring you to the next level. And I always say to people, take the book if you need it and bring it to your doctor or to your nutritionist or whoever's helping you. And maybe you guys can like brainstorm and you know, just kind of figure out what is best for you.
All right. Well, thank you, Valerie Goldstein. It was awesome having you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.